page 34. We'll recite the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then turn the page, and on the bottom of page 37, where it says the Four Immeasurables chanting version, we'll do that in Tibetan. Sam Chan Tong Che De Chen Raising's mantra 8 times and Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Anybody's here with a child for the first time, please go out into the lobby with them and you'll get further instructions from there.
Dog is your son, Jibby, Tonon, Jibby, and Dollar, Bishop, and 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 Jibby bo shung de ya na ang de ang de parang ga de parang song ga de bo de so ha nyen de jo wa zon no ge ni ge ni ge de ge ye Dolo Good morning. How are you? before I talk, we are going to set up our motivation and do some silence meditation. Okay. Looks like here are many new people, and if you don't understand my English, please raise a hand. My English is not good. Okay, then I ask to she help me. Okay, then how we set up a motivation? Like for example, myself. Whenever I wake up, then I do set up all my altars, then offering for water bowl, incense, the whatever I do, or have to do, I do. Then I do 3 prostrations. Then, of course, all of us wants to happiness, don't want to suffering, right? Now all happiness comes from the other people. Therefore, I try to set off today, I am going to benefit others as much as I can. If I cannot help other people, I'm not going to harm them. That's every day I set off my motivation. Then I, excuse me. We need like, you know, negative mind change to the positive. You know, this can offset off motivation. Then we do very few minutes silence meditation, okay? Then we talk. Okay.
That's good, right?
Yeah. The last teaching, my teaching was talk about motivation, good heart. Yes. Today I'm going to talk about the pacing. Okay, pacing like the His Holiness Dalai Lama explaining about the pacing, Shantideva's book, chapter 6. Okay, today I'm going to read this one. But first, to the review, good heart. The good heart is not based of the religion. It is good for foundation, the root of the happiness. Yeah, especially when we think that we are human society and we are depends on each other. Like my happiness depends on you, yours on me. If you think about that, you see your house, clothes, food, car, ice cream, and milkshake. Yeah, you cannot develop any of this by yourself, right? It's based on cause and condition from the other people. This is very easy to understand. The without others, you cannot become famous, rich, and whatever, right? Therefore, everything wonderful comes from others. Do you understand what I said? Okay, good. If you don't understand, please let me know. Therefore, like if one man stays somewhere remote without other people and has had a good education and so on, everything is difficult without others. He will be without friends, feeling lonely, because no other human beings are around. Our life, all these conditions are based on other people. If you want happiness in this life, the motivation is for yourself. But your happiness and whatever you want to achieve depends on other people. This is the reality. Reality. Without others, we cannot achieve anything. Therefore, all of our advantages, benefit, happiness of this life, everything you want, whatever you wish, you will achieve. All of this depends on others. Everything comes from others. Yeah, what I say, food, whatever, yeah. Without other beings, successful, we cannot get what we want, neither. Like, for example, if you get money negatively by steal, you need other. Without other, you cannot cheat, right? Yeah, similarly, like, becoming famous, becoming rich, becoming... Everything is like you. Yeah, come from others. Therefore, others are very important. Like sometimes we were young, the perfect education, good health, we men thought we can do everything ourselves. That's not reality. Like all of us need whole life need support for other people. Like, for example, when we was baby, we need support for ours, like, you know, kindness, parents, support. Then we get it all, like, you know, middle school and high school, college, always we need support other people, right? And also sickness, especially getting old, we need support from other people. Without other people's support, I think we cannot survive in this world. Therefore, other people are very important to us. In our life, we need many friends to create our happiness. It's very important, also very important, very, very, very important for our happiness. How can make the friends, like, you know, the we are teens cannot make friends. Also, their money cannot buy good friends. So if you have this kind of friends, then your money runs out. Your friend ready to say, bye-bye. I'm looking for another house. Right there. That's a reality. Also, I read the one of the His Holiness Dalai Lama's book. His Holiness Dalai Lama said, actually, this is true, right? People who has money, who is powerful, who is rich, they have more friends. And His Holiness Dalai Lama said, when he became a Nobel Peace Prize, he got a lot of friends. His Holiness said, I think that's a good friend, not good friend. Anyway, therefore, the good friend is when you have difficult situations, then stand with you, always help you, and when you need urgent, then try to help you. Those are really good friends, right? That is really good friends. Also, His Holiness Dalai Lama said, like, you know, we trust each other. The trust bring good friends. The good friends bring good community. The good community bring happiness. He said, over time, he said. If you have, like, this kind of good friend, then really bring your happiness and meaningful life. Then how different, like, you know, meaningful life and successful life. It's same? It's not same, right? Which one is more important? Yeah, I think so, yeah. Therefore, those kind, like, you know, friend bring you a meaningful life. Like, I think sometimes it's difficult to trust people, right? Because all of us mistake a lot, because we are human. Therefore, whenever you see, like, some people mistake, then you cannot judge he's the bad person. And also, whenever you see some people do good, then you cannot judge he's a good person. Like, you know, our life has so many things going on. Therefore, I think whenever you see the people doing something mistake, then you have to think about, like, you know, what he has, like, good things. Like, for example, our family, friends, we can see always we are together, right? Because they are human. They're doing something wrong. Whenever you see the mistake doing wrong, then you have to think about, like, you know, he and she has how good things can make you happy. The other words, if always you look like, you know, the bad things, then you create more and more and more and become like big trouble. Like for example, like, you know, it's funny. For example, like kitchen sink, if you don't clean, we got a lot of problem. Because we don't know how I can clean. Geshe-la don't have any idea, me neither. Therefore, last month, the water is not going away, or it's becoming full. Then we call some of my friends, they come. Then I think more than 40 years, the negative things start there. He bring like one machine. It's difficult. They install many different pipes. Therefore, we have to clean every single day. Otherwise, like stock all the negatives, not easy, right? Yeah. Therefore, we have to think about always like positive things. That's good for everything. We have so many problems, right? We have so many problems, like, you know, the sickness, bad weather, and economy, yeah, family problem, community problem. We have so many problems, but all, like, you know, problems we need to help other people. That we need other people. Therefore, how, like, you know, now how we help other people? We practice bodhicitta? Bodhicitta? Does everyone know bodhicitta? Can everyone know bodhicitta? Okay. People who don't know bodhicitta. Okay. Many people don't know behind the Dada Dhan, the most people don't know bodhicitta. Can we explain you to what is bodhicitta? Yeah. The behind the you, most people don't know bodhicitta.
Mike, would you explain? bodhicitta is a Sanskrit word. It means, bodhi means awakening, and citta means mind. So sometimes translated, the awakening mind, the mind of enlightenment. But anyway, it's the main motivation for Mahayana Buddhism, which Tibetan Buddhism is part of. And it's the, I'm going to say it several different ways, the altruistic intention to become enlightened based on love and compassion. So the goal in this tradition, in Mahayana Buddhism, is to achieve, you know, your highest potential, to eliminate your faults and develop all your positive qualities, and to do it not just for yourself, but to be able to be a perfect guide and servant to others. So the essence of it is you're doing it for others. You know, you're getting, developing your positive qualities, eliminating your faults for others. So it's the emphasis is definitely away from the ego and focused out.
Yeah. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, now I understand bodhicitta, right? Like, also like true, very strong wishes, right? Happiness for others. Okay. Yeah. We do pay this bodhicitta not the base of the religion. It's really good for human society. Very good for human society. If you practice bodhicitta, then reduce your anger, jealousy, and attachment, ignorance. They reduce, definitely reduce, yeah. Like, for example, like, you know, whether you believe or not, if you practice the bodhicitta and patience, like when I was young, I come from Eastern Tibet. Eastern Tibet are easy to angry. They are tall. Their breath, they are very gentle, but easy to angry. Then those people, I think, look like you know, Texas cowboy. Why? Because they love like, you know, cowboy hat and the boot. And they love racist houses. Racist house, yeah. When I was 9 years old, my father let me raise his house. I still remember. I'm pretty good. Yeah, then people practice, like, for example, we have three biggest monasteries in Tibet, like Sera, Drupu, Gade. Most masters, the great master from Eastern Tibet nowadays, they are same thing, like when they first came, they are easy to angry, like, you know, whatever I said, like, you know, nowadays they are wonderful because they practice like patience, the bodhicitta, therefore they reduce a lot, you know. Like, for example, I tell this morning this story, like, maybe people like, I'm going to tell again. The Geshe Gele has one cat. The cat name is Nige. The Nige means like compassion. Compassion. Anyway, the cat is not my friend. Okay. Geshe La loves the cat. Then whenever Geshe La go away, the cat is my roommate. Then whenever I read the book, cat always sit here. It's very gentle. It's really wonderful cat. Then, anyway, one day I read this book, the His Holiness explaining about patience, about the Shantideva book, sixth chapter. Then I read almost few hours. Then, the tomorrow morning, I wake up doing my prayer. Then Geshe La cat come through in my front of me. You know, I'm very upset because we have a pretty big house. Then why is she going to do in outer? Because this is clean, therefore. Then I thought, like, you know, oh, why I did like last almost few hours what I read, what I doing right now, because I'm doing prayer, thinking all Mother Sankey being, cat is not accept Mother something like that. Then I changed my mind. Then I thought, oh, cat is cat, not human. She don't know anything like about that. Then I clean everything. Then I doing what I have to do, I did. Yeah, something like that. You can change when you do practice like patience, like bodhicitta, it help a lot. Whatever going on around you, it help a lot. Okay, also I'm going to continue to tell the cat's, like, you know, story. The cat was very sick, very, very sick. Then one of our friend, her husband is like doctor, animal doctor, veterinary. Yeah. Then they have to ask, take care a few months their home. Then they give back, they say maybe 2-3 months. That's the longest life. But in our outer has like many Buddha statue. We can go to second ambulite. Then Geshe Gele early morning, and whenever he have time, then he go to recite mantra, go to like around the Buddha statues. Then cat always follow him, you know. Then the cat stayed with us more than 1 year. She didn't get any medicine, but she stayed with us like, you know, almost maybe 1.5 years after she's sick. Now she did die within the, like 3 months. Then one day Geshe-la went to the another Central California teach. Then cat is very sick. I don't know, one reason I came to Central. Then she sleeping in her little box. Now I already cleaned the little box, but then I let she sleep there. But she couldn't move like her lower part. She couldn't move. Then I doing something. When I look at the cat is not there. Then I look, I find she already get inside the outer room. We don't know how, because they have many steps. She got outer room. She's sleeping face to window, not for statue. But she couldn't move. She almost died. Then I call Geshe Gele, your cat is going to die. Geshe-la asked me to do some the PCP prayers. Then the cat, me, stay together. I pray almost 1 hour. I pray with her. Then I go to downstairs. When I come back, cat already turned around. Look at the Buddha. Her hand is like this. She opened the eye. Then for me shocked. Looks like there is somebody help. She like dead. The position. But anyway, after a few minutes, she dead. Then it's amazing. Since then, I love cat. Yeah, that's Geshe-la's cat story. Okay. Then benefit others, create cause and condition for attractiveness and wealth. also benefit others is the root of the positive of condition. How do we benefit others? You need to practice six perfections. This is the one of the like patients, like, you know, generosity, the first one. Second one is ethic. Third one is patience. These three is very, very important, all of us. These three. Beginning of us, very important for first six perfections. Sorry, my mouth is not good. Okay. Then, how, like, you know, okay, whenever we say other, in three types, others come out of mind, like my friends, family, and relatives. First, second one, enemy, right? And third, like people who we don't know, the natural, like we told, right? Then, also these types three bring three different feelings. The first one, the attachment, the I'm the best, right? My friends the best. My friends are beautiful in the world. My things is the great, like something like this kind of feeling come. Then if you whenever you come like this kind of feeling, then anger is the protect. Anger comes your feeling, mind comes your mind, Anger makes you very powerful. Like even you are like weakness, sick, whenever anger comes, to make very powerful, very strong. The basically like, you know, anger not going to help you. Anger cheat you. Cheat. The anger, attachment, and jealousy, they are teach you. Cheat you. But if you think it potent and you and makes you powerful, but when we are angry, we say things when later rigor, yeah. When anger is gone, you are feeling very imbalanced. Whatever you said, never come back. You cannot take back, right? Therefore, like, you know, whenever you say something, I think you have to think about. If you say something, one word destroys so many friends' mind. It's really like, you know, bomb. Like, also like anger make you blind. Like, for example, like, you know, okay, one story, for example, long time ago, one Chinese old man, he has so many antique things, valuable things, very expensive things. Then he has one vase, very expensive, not just expensive, very expensive things. I heard many, like, you know, masters, like this story. And then one day he is so angry, he pick up like his vase, just throw it away. Then when anger is gone, the anger did good job, right? His job he did. Then what man did, he pick up piece to piece and cry very sad. Yeah, anger makes us like that. Also, like, you know, if you believe in a rebirth, like, you know, next life, something like that, we easy to can change our state, this kind of mind. But even you don't believe, like, you know, even you don't believe next life, but life is impermanent, right? That you can see early life, your friend, the sometimes become enemy. That your friends, your enemy become your friends. That's easy to understand, right? Also, like, we can see nowadays, like, you know, wonderful internet and TV. We can see so many, like, you know, things going on in the world. Some people, very powerful, can control all the country. Then, when they're going to die, very sadly, people yearly throw, the, like, you know, their body on the street. You know, right? Yeah, therefore, the life is really impermanent. Therefore, we cannot judge, he's my friend, he's my enemy. Make sense? Okay. Also, like, you know, also, many Buddhist master, the Kadampa master, always tell this story, like, they're saying like that. Okay, another one, like, you know, we really think about, like, you know, from your enemy and friend and estranged, if you check those people, it's hard to judge who benefit you. Because sometimes, like, friends kill each other, right? Sometimes, like, enemies save each other's lives. Like, for example, my father's, my uncle. He killed his best friend. I think maybe 15, 16 years ago, his best friend, and he went to the business China. My uncle loved his friend more than my father. But long time ago, they went to the China, then my uncle's best friend killed my uncle. That's the one example. Therefore, they are best friends, trust each other, but kill. Similarly, like, you know, sometimes like enemy saves enemy's life. Right? Therefore, many Kadampa masters said, like, you know, in Tibet, Pasha Sashi Mala De Lenge Dawo Pundazu Chumi Choyi Ribata Kuyichila Gemutos means like, Pasha means like, you know, father's meat. Okay? Some is eat. Mala De means like, you know, the look down the your mom. Mala De's. And then Lenge Dawo means like, you know, the Dawo means enemy. Pundle means like, you know, like, do nice. Bound. Baby, yeah. Okay. Any chumicho iribacha means like, you know, wife eat the husband's. I think most of you hear this many times. That basically, one family has like one leg. Leg has one fish. The husband pick up the fish, make the food. Okay. The fish is to his father. Okay? Then he has one baby. Baby is his previous enemy. Okay? He is very nice to the baby. Then there are one dog. The dog needs fish. Then he don't give dog fish, that also he scored. Then finally he gives the bones. Bone? The dog is his previous mother. Okay? Now dog eat the bones to please his husband, her husband. Like something like this, ours like samsara is like something like that. Many Kadampa son, Kadampa master explaining about that. Therefore, we cannot judge whether someone is your friend and or enemies. We need to think about all sentient beings are being equal because we don't know future, right? Things are changed a lot. Okay. Also in Buddhism, we talk about all mother sentient beings have been our mother. Then think about the kindness of our mother in this life. This life, like, you know, she already carried 9 months here, very difficultly. Then when baby born, you know, almost 24 hours worry about their baby. Like, if make the food, good food, if baby eat, they are happy. If baby not eat, they are sad. If baby is happy, they are happy. Bring like, you know, we can see so many like playground moms, fathers bring like babies, they play, they are so happy. They are unhappy, like, you know, even though like 24 hours they are carry about their kids. Especially I'm like 43, my mother always worry me, still. Like, therefore, the parents' kindness is amazing, right? We cannot explain in the short times. Therefore, all the mother sentient beings already offer for us those kindness. Therefore, we have to think about the dead. Then, if we can think about dead, we don't have almost like enemy. Right? It's difficult to think. Anyway, like all our wonderful knowledge comes from others, especially when we practice the cis-position, without order, we cannot practice cis-position. No cis-position, no Buddha, right? No bodhicitta, no cis-position, no cis-position, no Buddha. No Buddha. And therefore, also practice cis-position is also we need other people. Like when we become liberate and achieve enlightenment and depends on others. Of all these practice, the most important to practice is patience. If you want liberation, it is most important to practice patience. And you cannot practice patience without enemy. Yes? Without enemy, no patience. Yeah, if you think deeply, you see we become liberate and achieve enlightenment depends on others. If you think deeply, slowly you can realize that the people who hurt you, harm you, they are actually offering kindness to you. Do you believe? I don't know. Why? Why? Because those people can give you the such wonderful opportunity to practice patience. Patience, yeah. The other ones, those who are close, your teacher, parents, they do not upset you. It's not right. Yes? Sometimes they upset a lot. But anyway, like, you know, patience is very important and has many benefits. Patience is the opposite of anger. Anger is the worst affliction, okay. The attachment is bad. Sometimes motivate us to good. Like attachment yourself, you want to be good, then you doing good, you become good, right? Sometimes attachment help you become good. The anger is the worst, like, because, like, you know, anger harm both sides, like fireball. If I throw you, you hurt, right? It's hard. If throw back to me, I'm also hurt. Therefore, anger is the worst, like, you know, destroy both sides. Then also many of the Buddhist philosophy example anger, like bee who gives honey. Okay, when bee sting you, the bee's going to die, also hurt you. That's true. Be going to die, right? Yeah. Therefore, the boss said, like, distal. Similar, whenever you're angry, the distal, like, you know, the boss said. Therefore, anger is the worst. As for people who practice patience, looks very peaceful. Everyone wants to talk to those kind of people. The people who like angry make ugly, right? There are people like scaring to talk to people who are angry. Like, that's like, you know. Also, like, you know, I think most of you know that hurt, like, you know, say patient effect. Patience, the result of the patience is attractiveness, right? Looks good. I mean, looking good, beautiful and handsome. That's also very important to the help of other people, part of the other people. Also, like, you know, one story, I think most of you already know this story. The Kagawa, the Ananda, Buddha Shakyamuni's nephew, his name is Ananda, Sanskrit, but he is in Tibet, we call the Kagawa. K means everybody. Love means, God means love. Everybody love. His name, everybody love. Because he's really attractiveness, he's very handsome. Okay. During the Buddha time, every monks go to every morning, three families, ask for food. That's not only for monks' food. Monks try to give credit, opportunity, credit, like, you know, lay people, credit merit. Do you understand? Therefore, every monk go to three families, ask you food. If you did get another one, if you did get another one. If you don't get, then you have to come back. If you get, it's okay. No get, is, but you have to come back. Then Ananda means Kagawa, the Buddha's nephew. Also, he's a main Buddha's one of the student. Then he went to the India village, right? Then he bring like this ball, the blue one, Buddha's hand, the blue one. Then also the two Sharipu, Mongapu carry like one stick. The stick basically, when you walk, stick has some stick, like something like that. That box go away. Try to don't kill the box under your feet. Therefore, the idea is like, you know, that. Then when Kagawa come to one family's house, then he knocked the door. The inside one mom taking milk from cow. Then cow scared, ran away. Then all the mom's milk upside down. You know, the mom is so upset. Grab one stick. Now he will be beat. She wants to beat the monk. When she opened the door, she saw Kagawa. She is very handsome, very attractive. Immediately she like, you know, peaceful. Because those all like, you know, we saying like patience effect. Therefore, all of us like, you know, wants to be beautiful, handsome, right? Nobody wants to wish becoming ugly. I think so. Therefore, all the like, you know, those calls from patience, make sense? Therefore, also like, you know, if you, even though you don't think about the other people, if you want yourself becoming beautiful, handsome, you have to pay this patience. That's patience like effect. Make sense? Okay, good. Then most of the anger comes from two things. Most of the anger. Two things they are becoming angry. The one thing is like, you know, some people physically hit you and your things destroyed. The another one is people who do not like, people who you don't like, right? They become successful. Then you are becoming jealous, start like, you know, anger. Anger is come from those two things. This is not one for me, this is from like Shantideva books, His Holiness Dalai Lama explaining. Okay. Therefore, first one, the Shantideva say, you have to think whenever someone hits you with a stick, then you are actually hurt by the stick. But why do you hit back to the person? Right? No. Then, then also, it does not remove your pain. If you hit back, your pain is not removed. Then, then and it causes pain for someone else. Also, why don't you hit the stick instantly of the person? You think the one who hit you is the cause, but if you think about it, the person who hit you was motivation by the three poisons. The Shantideva said, the, you know, attachment, jealous, ignorance, try to motivate, then you pick up the stick, then hit you. The Shantideva said. Then also, like, for example, when you clap your hand, right? It sounds calm, right? Without one hand never come sounds. Therefore, similarly, the stick would not hurt you if you did not have a body. So you also have some responsibility when someone hit you because you have body. I don't know, Shantideva said. Also, when people you do not like are successful, why are you unhappy? Your unhappiness does not affect their ability to be happy or successful. And your unhappiness destroy you. That's really truth, right? Destroy you. Not the person you do not like. That's Shantideva said. Okay, then I think, like, you know, especially when we practice bodhicitta, right? Bodhicitta, we think that we want all mother sentient beings happiness and don't want suffering. I think people, the person is also including mother sentient beings, right? People who we don't like. Therefore, there are so many, like, anyway, like, you know, if you we wish those who we don't like to not successful, that is the opposite of the bodhicitta. So when you think negatively about those we don't like, we should immediately try to change our mind for positive. Even those don't like are still our mother sentient being. Yeah. The practice patience is very important because it is over that anger is the worst affliction. The anger can destroy, like, you know, you create year to year, year, many years, anger once again destroy all the merit. Anyway, something like that. Then also, like, you know, now we are talking about the patience. The patience has so many different patience, but the men, they have three patience. Then the first one has so many different, like, you know, like, for example, somebody steal your things. Took from your things, like, you know, behind, front you, anywhere, something like that. Then somebody criticize you from many people. Then some people look down you. Some people challenge you. Those kind, like, you know, you never give back to the respond anger and jealousy. You must respond for loving kindness for bodhicitta. But many people can, like, you know, they do practice a lot. Then I want to share one story. That's, I think, very important. The one in Tibet, one village, they have one monk. The monk is who wrote the eighth, I don't know the... Yeah, this monk. The whole village respect a lot the monk. The monk is a great monk. But then the village has one family, has one daughter, the girl, the beautiful girl. She got pregnant. Okay. Then after a few months, the baby born. And then parents ask her time to time, who is the father, you know. Then one day she give up. She said, my father is the monk. The baby father is the monk, she said. Okay, then parents are so angry, bring the baby, go there. I think the monk live in a cave. Then give the baby. Say many things, bad things. The monk smile, accept the baby. Okay? Then after a few years, the daughter was really unhappy, the guilty. Then she really like, you know, the she did something wrong, right? She tell truth her parents, then who is the father. Okay? The monk is not really father. Then parents go to, after a few years, the monk very good take care of the baby. Then they pick up the baby, monk same, smile, did he say anything. Therefore, even though like, you know, the somebody like, you know, blame you, criticize you, so many bad things, they never give the response with anger. They're like loving, kindness. Make sense? Yeah, that's one of the like great, like, you know, one of the Tibetan master. Also another one is like, you know, the Japati. I think most of you heard the Japati is very famous, like, you know, Imapa master. I read a lot his book. Then he's the one went to the another village for teach. During the daytime, of course in Tibet we don't have car, like, anything, but people like transportation for horses and yaks. Yaks carry things. During the daytime, like, you know, the monks, lamas, when they teach, the lay people offering for their butter, cheese, so many things, like, you know, with yaks. You know, red yak? Like, you know, Tibetan buffalo, if you don't know yak. Then they carry, when he come back to the monastery, then he got the mafia. We say mafia, people come to took your things. Maybe some people always stay like, you know, there, then take the, yeah. Then that time, like, you know, they took from the monks things. Then they have go two ways to run away. Then the monk tell them, please don't go this way. If you go this way, my students come through this way, they knew these things my, then you get trouble. Then please go this way. You are no problem at all. Therefore, monks also, they took monk things, the monks, they let go to safe way. It's difficult for us, right? Yeah, but many people do something like that. Okay? So now I have another many story, but we don't have time. Then a practice passion lead to the ultimate goal of enlightenment. Okay? Also, day to day, there is benefit of a calm mind, happiness, and joyful. This is the advantage of practice patience today. Okay? Finish. Dāgī jīnyē sābī gāwāndā dēdāndā wākālā kumbēdān chēbā jīdā lūpān tābāyī tīmbī nīmbō rīndā sāshī shūs. Dedication? Okay.
Okay, we'll do the dedication on page 46. 246. By Master Shantideva, may all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then if you turn back one page, we'll do the long life prayer for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Tenrezi Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then on the next page at the bottom, the prayer for Ken Rinpoche, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on 244 for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the Siddur's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunas' victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then we'll say seven green Tara's mantras for Geshe Gelug's long, happy, healthy life. Om Tari Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tari Tu Re Soha.